This is the Parent Portal Show. All right, Coach, we're back. It's been an interesting day with some of the things happening. Of course, Texas Longhorns are looks like they're coming out hot with their 2025 high school player recruitments. They've already got five great commits already on the line, and that seems to be going really, really well for them.
Yeah, it's, I mean, success oftentimes brings a lot of attention to your program, man. Sure. Obviously, the not just football. I mean, we're football heavy here. But, sure. I mean, all UT sports are just bringing in those elite athletes that are going to continue, hopefully, the success years and decades to come. I mean, just in football, they had a great top five class. And, you know, they've been able to go into the portal and find those athletes that are going to help them, you know, hopefully get back into the college football playoff next year. I mean, some of the guys that they went and picked were, you know, the best of the best that were in the portal, and they were just out there cherry picking them. It was incredible to watch.
Bring your family together with a backyard game court from Sport Court of Austin. Moms love Sport Court because it's an active and safe place for the kids to gather. Dads love Sport Court because he gets to play like a kid again. Kids love Sport Court because all kids love to play. So give your kids a safe place to hang out and have fun. Call 512-335-9779 or go to sportcourtofaustin.com for more information. If you build it, they will play.
Yeah, it wasn't hard to get some of those kids to consider coming to Austin, Texas. And when you hear especially the recruits from the high schools talk about Austin and how much the program meant and just what they saw in the program, it was really enjoyable to hear that. Those are always good things. You know, one thing, though, and I'm glad you kind of said it this way, you know, it's not just about Texas football. You know, our baseball program has done really well. They're launching off into their start of their season, and they've already got, you know, three players that have been recognized for their skills and abilities. You know, I think we're going to load up again with our swimming program is going to be one of the top in the country. You know, our volleyball and our basketball team and our softball teams, you know, we, you know, on the women's side of things, you know, Texas really does, I believe, put their, they take it very serious, the Title IX, commitments that they need to make. And I think they follow through with it. I'm not sure that all schools do that. I don't think that even some of the bigger schools always do that. But for Texas to, make those commitments and it proves out, you know, it proves out through, just the monies that they are fortunate to have from the football program that they're able to spread around into the other programs. And overall, that should be healthy for the University of Texas, or any Division I school at this point should see that model of a program as the way to do it. You're good.
Yeah, it's one of those things where you look at the end of the day and you see something like the Director's Cup going to Texas the past three years. And it's not just because they're good in football, because they are, but you look at other sports like golf, you know, rowing, crewing, if you will. And Texas is really going out in tennis, finding those great athletes and making them a part of their, you know, their program. And lo and behold, you know, success continues to keep coming.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, you know, so along those lines, I think one of the things I wanted to talk a little bit about today was just the value of coaching. And, you know, we see it, you and I see it all the time. We've had this discussion, and it is, to me, you said earlier in our program about how important a good coach is and how important, you know, the impact that they can have on a kid. And, you know, I'm very blessed and fortunate to be in a program that serves over 20,000 families in the Northwest Austin area, TNC Sports. And I have had the opportunity to watch good coaching and bad coaching, and it does make a difference. And it is interesting. You know, coaches make a difference, and they don't always even realize. Good coaches probably know what they're doing and understand the impact on kids. Bad coaches probably don't. And, you know, my heart goes out to some of the kids. And, you know, we've been in those scenarios where we've been around coaches that probably didn't always make the best decisions. You want to be fair to them. You want to give them the benefit of the doubt. But one thing, as we talk to our Parent Portal Show community, I do want to remind parents the how important it is to seek out good coaching, especially when you start getting to that pivot time where a kid is making some decisions about, and parents and family are making decisions about the sport they're going to be in, or a couple of sports. And as they continue to train and move forward, when you get into skills development, it really becomes a time for getting that outside expertise and moving forward with it.
For nearly 50 years, Town and Country Sports has been the heartbeat of youth sports in North Austin, promoting fair play, sportsmanship, and most importantly, fun. TNC Sports is for kids of all ages, no matter the skill level, and we encourage the whole family to get involved. Right now, registration is open for soccer, flag football, baseball, girls volleyball, softball, lacrosse, and more. Space is limited. Don't wait. Sign up today at tncsports.org. TNC Sports. Come play with us.
Yeah, it really does. And I mean, you know, part of a job of a coach is making better women and better men, you know, not just making good athletes, because that's, you know, that's the thing that's on the sign. You know, we make better athletes, but what you want to do is make better humans. And, you know, finding that good coach in our community, there's so many that are out there. And what makes a good coach? You know, if you're a parent coming up, you know, you got a sixth grader, seventh grader, eighth grader, you probably have been a coach. You know, if your kid is active in sports and it's all volunteer, and you know, even if you don't know what you're doing, you're just out there because you want to help your kid. You want to see your kid succeed. And so a lot of coaches come into being coaches because their kids were players. And, you know, so that's not the prerequisite, but a lot of people start there. And then the second thing, you know, I there's three things that I look for in a good coach. Is number one is that, are they, what is their reputation outside of that place that you're at, you know? And if you go ask somebody about Bill Jones, what do they say about Bill Jones? And so, doing that homework and finding that what others think of them, is important. The second thing is what is their knowledge base? Where do they come from? Did they play the sport? You know, have they coached this for more than, you know, X amount of years? Because their experience is going to directly be related to your athlete, because that's what they're using to teach them. And you want that base to be as strong as possible. And then the last thing is really, I mean, at this point, if you have a private coach, what are you paying them for? Mm-hmm. Right? Are you paying them to teach? Are you paying them to babysit? Are you paying them to, you know, identify what it is that you are actually getting for your money? Because, you know, there's a lot of actors, coaches that are out there that, you know, they may be good in one area and not so good in others, and charge you a whole bunch of money for something that you thought you were going to get and you don't. And so those, just taking those three little areas and building upon that will help you find good coaches in your community and stay in your community. The old story is like, you know, I ran into a person I went to school with way back when here in Austin, and they lived 100 miles away, and I hadn't seen him in 20 years. I was like, what are you doing here? And he's like, you know, my daughter plays volleyball, and this is the place to be if you're going to play volleyball. Yeah. And I couldn't believe it. I was just blown away that he was driving 100 miles to come, his daughter come play volleyball. And, you know, he left, we hugged it out, you know, and everything else. And I went to the coach who ran the clinic because I knew him. And he said, Coach, he says, at the very end of the day, he says, if parents would just take the money that they're spending in all these elite camps, competitions, yeah. and, you know, going to these coaches that are, you know, 100 miles and 200 miles away, if they would take that and just put it in their kids' lives, they'd be happier, probably pay for college, you know, rather than just being able to put a name behind it. It's like, you got to get something for what you're putting your money into.
Yeah. Well, and again, I think it goes back to the valuation of what's good coaching and what's not good coaching, you know, and, you know, just like you do, you pick accountants and legal advisors and you know, there's a whole set of, services that you can find as someone who is, needing those services. And you need to go through that same kind of filtering process and say, hey, am I getting a coach or am I getting a babysitter? Because this is a really expensive babysitter if my kid's not learning anything from this. You know, watching my kid run around on a field isn't necessarily teaching him anything. And if that's what I was looking to get out of this, then I don't understand why we're doing it. We've been there. Absolutely been there. We do it. We go there all the time. Just this morning, Wes Walters, local realtor, known him for years, been a great friend. He's been around my kids. I've been around his family for years and years and years. Hadn't talked to him in a while. We had some business things we were talking about, and all of a sudden I mentioned to him some of the baseball tryout stuff we're going through, and lo and behold, next thing you know, he's saying, hey, you need to look into this, because of all the things that we did, my kids benefited greatly from this program. Now, he, you know, his kids got through the program. They were older than my kids. And, you know, that's that kind of community advice. And that's that dad who knows and understands what was going on. And he knew that there's a certain skill program that's out there that might affect my kid greatly. And so those are, you know, I think that's where my heart always has been is, hey, you know, good coaching, you cannot pay enough for good coaching or great coaching. But it's hard to find great coaching. And there's a lot of wannabes out there that'd be more than happy to babysit your kid and have them run around a little bit and look like they're catching a football or whatever. And, that's not going to get you there.
No. And but to that end is that be able to pass it along. You said it at the end there is being able to pass that information along to, you know, our community. That's the beauty of having a rich community, you know, of people that care and people that believe in not just your kid, but, you know, a team, a school, whatever, and being able to get that word of mouth of, hey, there's this great coach, you know, he teaches great golf swings, and you really need to get your kid over there if you're going to be a golfer. That's huge. You hear it in the business world all the time that word of mouth is huge. Well, it's big in the parent world too.
Yeah, I love it. Well, you know, and so I guess I better find myself an EA Sports gaming coach, because when this college football program software comes out, a gaming solution comes out, I got to retrain my brain, Coach, because, you know, about a week ago, I sat down with the youngest one and said, hey, you want to watch a movie? Nah, Dad. Well, you know, we can go out to eat. Nah, I don't really want to do that. So, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, let's get on and game a little bit. So he thought about it, and we talked through a couple of games, and he finally found one that he got me started with. And, it was a team, role play kind of, software solution where you work together to go solve the, you know, whatever, go get the light bulb plugged in, or I don't know how I ended up being a sock puppet. That was kind of a strange sensation, and there was a lot of animation going on without me having to move the trigger very much. But we finally got to the point where, and my kid had done it correctly. If he had thrown me into, you know, a shoot 'em up Halo game or whatever the latest games are that are very challenging, I would have failed miserably. And I normally do. I've been thrown into those sometimes. My kid will throw the VR headset on me, and I just look miserable trying to play those games. But he found a game that we both could play together and partner up. And, you know, he runs off ahead of me, and I'm trying to figure out which direction I'm going and trying to equate my direction with my fingers and what does this X button do, and doing a double flip and all that kind of stuff. So it was fun. It was a great 45 minutes. That was about all I could take. 45 minutes of gaming together, but it was fun. It was fun to have that kind of quality time with my kid. Buying or selling a home is a bit of a challenge in today's changing Austin market. If you're moving to Austin or selling in Austin, you need to reach out to one of my long-term friends and the guy who helped me, Chris Ott, with the Ott Group of Keller Williams Realty. I needed a professional with knowledge of the Austin area, and Chris was the right agent for the job. Chris, his business partner, Teresa Ott Bissot, and their team have helped thousands of people. The Ott family is celebrating over 35 years in Austin and plan to provide their real estate services for many more years to come. Their mantra is, your move matters, and that is what they focus on. Go to their website at theottgroup.com and get connected with professionals dedicated to taking care of you. That's theottgroup.com. You can also call 512-222-6881 or email them at info@theottgroup.com to get connected with them today. Let them know that Steven with the Parent Portal Show sent you and start working on your next move.
Wow. Yeah. It's one of the things that technology has been able to provide with us with is, you know, parents is to be able to find a connection with, you know, our kids. And I've had the same experience. We played Madden a lot over here. And the other night, you know, we were doing the same thing. What do you want to do? And couldn't figure out anything. And he'll play. My son will play me about once every 3 or 4 months. You know, he'll get me in there. And the first thing he said is he got the new Madden game. And he was so excited to show me. And he was like, he goes, who do you want to be? So I'm looking through, you know, trying to figure it out, you know, what I could be, you know, that could keep me competitive. And I said, well, I want to be the Chiefs because they had a real high rating. And he goes, in that same moment, he looked at me, he goes, who do I have to be? Because, you know, you would have picked, okay, hey, I'm going to be the 49ers, you know, high rated team. Sure. And he already knew for me to be able to be competitive in this thing, he was going to have to be like at the bottom of the thing. And so he wound up being Minnesota, and, you know, I don't know how, but I was winning at the end, and he came back, you know, big fire race to the finish, and he gets back into the game, and last play of the game, he throws an interception, and he's just beside himself. And, you know, and I'm questioning, like, did he let me win? Because he's uber good at this stuff, you know, but it was so fun to be able to connect with him, you know, with something that he obviously enjoyed and I enjoyed it. But it's that connection that, you know, we've been talking about EA Sports in this program, and it's, you know, I don't know if they know that they are able to provide that connection, and it's really cool, you know, to be able to sit and play a game and have fun with your kids. And if you think you're bad with the controller, the cheat code is trying to figure out how to use the controller. I need a cheat code how to use the controller. You got to hit this button, move this toggle switch, and squeeze this trigger at the same time. And I'm like, no, man, just give me the toggle switch and I'll just keep running, you know? So,
my brain doesn't operate that way. I will say these kids really do have the ability to, you know, do multitasking. I can't even pronounce it. I'm so unaccustomed to it, but, that multitasking capability and, you train up for it. You know, a lot of these kids train up for it. I know, I remember when my middle kid came to me and said, "Hey dad, I'm going to try out for the EA Sports, team at high school." And, I said, "What? What are you talking about?" "Oh yeah, there's a college scholarship that you can get and go play, you know, and all this." And I'm like, "All right, I don't know if that's a real career path or if they're just trying to sell a few more versions of the game." But he did that for a little while, but it didn't pan out at all. You gotta see the sunlight at some point in time, right?
Yeah, it's, I mean, we're talking about the things that we found enjoyable with it, but I mean, you know, you spend 8 hours in a cave and never come out to, you know, get a drink or go to the bathroom. It's like, wait a minute, you know, at this point it's very addictive. And so there's balance, just like with everything in life, is trying to find that balance to be able to enjoy something, but not let it overtake you.
Yeah, no, I absolutely agree with that. Well, hey, Coach, you know, as we wrap up here, you know, another moment to just thank all of our subscribers, the people who are listening to us on a regular basis. Love the comments. Appreciate that. We do try to answer everything in a timely manner. Thanks for your feedback. I've got people now sending me items and things to add to my collection behind me, which is sorely needed. So, hey, I appreciate that. Shout out to Jim Mullins. Yeah. But, you know, absolutely like us, share, you know, tell someone about us. You know, if you like the content that you're hearing, you think this is a benefit to you. Hey, we, you know, we cover a lot of interesting topics. We've got some great interviews coming up this year. I'm so excited about some of the people we'll be interviewing and just really excited about the chance to just share some of the advice. You know, you and I have always stated we don't feel like we have to be experts in every single one of these topics, but just to put the time and energy for us to put the research in and try to find the people who have that expertise or that knowledge who can share it with our community is huge. And, you know, we need that. We need that guidance and feedback of what people are looking at. You know, go ahead.
Yeah, just like, subscribe, comment, you know, it's hit the bell, hit the button.
There you
know, it's we are in a place where we're growing, and as we grow, it is amazing some of the things that I've learned so much more about sport than I ever did. And my whole background is sport. You know, I had no idea about NIL on this level. And of course, you know, we learned about cricket. We've learned about all these different amazing aspects of sport and how it changes lives. And to be able to sit around the table and talk about it and others find it, you know, entertaining, educational, and enlightening is certainly why we do it.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, it's a journey, right? And, you know, the invitation is come join us on that journey. We'd love to have you come along. Daily, just I'm amazed at the number of views and the number of listeners that we have, and even the number of subscribers. It's just, you know, if I had reached out to you 8-10 months ago, Coach, and said, "Hey, I want to do something today that we're going to have 10,000 people listen to us and be interested in what we've got to talk about," I think you would have thought that I was trying to sell you something. This is the Parent Portal Show.
You've seen prices rise from the dinner table to the pump, but Allstate agents are seeing ways to save you money on insurance. From starting a new policy to bundling coverage or even driving safely, Allstate agents know how to maximize your savings. They'll share their knowledge as they help you personalize your coverage. Because when it comes to seeing all the ways to save, Allstate agents do it best.
Mike Hammer has over 35 years as an Austin area Allstate agent. Call 512-343-6994 or visit MikeHammer@Allstate.com.
Savings vary, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.